Day 20, December 20th. Today's reflection is based on Luke chapter 1, verses 5 through 25, and was written by the Reverend Timothy Goodman, class of 2011. Silence can be a holy gift. Obviously, not every form of silence is good, gracious, or godly. A silent response to prayer can be difficult to weather, for example. In our most honest moments, we will likely admit we are afraid of silence, for what it might reveal about ourselves and reality. However, there are times when silence is not only needed, but required of us in the wake of something good, beautiful, and true. For Zechariah, he needed silence after the angel Gabriel told him that his wife Elizabeth would finally conceive a son, who would operate in the spirit of a revivalist. He needed silence because of his unbelief. It is easy to imagine that Zechariah had a way with words as a trained priest of Israel. Yet Zechariah's words were getting in the way of a faith that held on to God's word. So God, in wisdom and mercy, brought Zechariah into a season of silence, until John the Baptist was born. Then Zechariah's silence broke into praise and faith by grace. What would it look like for us to enter moments and spaces of silence as we wait upon and hope again in the Son of God, the Word made flesh? Today's prayer. May the Trinity, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, teach, strengthen, and change us as we enter the holy gift of silence.